Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about why use escrow to close the sale on your home in Eugene.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about title insurance. We're talking about escrow. We may as well name it. Both of us would prefer to go to Cascade Title and Escrow for those services. They're local. They're amazing. They've got the tools when things don't go well, and they make it go very smoothly either way.
Well, not only that, most of us are superstitious to a degree about the escrow officer who closes the transaction. When you find an escrow officer that closes a difficult transaction and you remember that, you want to probably go back to that same person again because they were able to bring together the loose ends that weren't very tightly tied together for some given reason.
They're almost silent partners unless there's a challenge. But when there's a challenge, they need latitude, autonomy, able to solve the problem and see it coming before the day of closing. So in title and escrow, you're talking about a person that's going to be looking at the history of title of your property to see what they're insuring and what they're not insuring and disclosing that to all parties in the transaction.
So as this comes together and they've identified that yes, title is acceptable to the buyer and that the lender is approving of the transaction, it's a process of bringing all the loose ends together and closing the transaction, which means bringing the buyer in to sign, bringing the seller in to sign, doing the recording of those documents that have been signed and so forth, getting the lender. Now that the lender sees that the loan documents have been properly signed, getting the lender to kick loose with the bucks so that the transaction closes. Boom.
That's right. And the closings can be difficult at the end. If there's a discovery that there's another party involved when they do a title search, or if you're in an LLC or you have a trust, you've got to bring the documentation in that shows the person signing those closing documents has the authority to move the property on the trust's behalf.
And it's an interesting process because a number of properties are owned as limited liability companies. And the concern is, of course, as I'm dealing with that ownership entity, who has that obligation or the opportunity to represent that entity? If you don't have the right signature, you don't have a signature by a seller.
In addition, in residential real estate, if there's a deceased party or there's been a divorce and the title has not caught up with that new information, that will also need to be cleared. So foresight, understanding that you're working with a good escrow officer will make all the difference. And I'd suggest you consider Cascade Escrow. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.